She just wants to go back to the streets and clap her work husband, or get back with Pookie, or you're boring or uninteresting, or the spark is gone. You know, whatever BS language they want to use, they make it your fault. They take the kids because apparently you are an abuser, even though there's no proof, even though there's no Neva. So what? You were born with the Smendrick, so you must be the bad guy. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, today we're going to be talking about Christian marriage and why I believe that it is wrong. And the reason I say wrong is it's under false pretenses. And so, I know the title and the thumbnail was a little clickbaity, but you know what? It wasn't completely inaccurate, because I think it's about time we have this conversation. Had it before, we're gonna have it again. I find it really disgusting when either it's media outlets or social media personalities, or even people in my personal life, or people that I hear on the internet or in churches, they want to pretend like, oh, all this debauchery, all these divorces, all these sexless marriages, all this dysfunction, it's not in the church. No, it's out in there. It's out there in the evil pagan world. We don't have to deal with these problems. We don't have divorces. We don't have, our church isn't full of skeezers. No. We don't have any infidelity. We don't have any sexless marriages. We don't have any. The list could go on. But the problem is, it's all a lie. It's all a lie, and I'm going to bring up why I am sick and tired of pastors saying that, oh, you know what, yeah, the marriage rates aren't great, divorce rates are bad, sexless marriages are bad, womanism is bad, but you should just get married anyway, because you know what, it's the right thing to do. And sex before marriage, yeah, we don't like that, because it's not a good idea. And I say, okay, I see what you're saying. But what are you doing to actually allow for a safe environment for people to be married? Because, I mean, do I need to bring up the statistics? Most people already know by now, over 50% of marriages end in divorce. 8 out of 10 of times those marriages do end, the end or the divorce is filed by women. And so I have to ask the question, so why should I, as a man, risk that? Oh, and that's not even counting the sexless marriages. That's not counting the guys who have to do chore play with their wife for sex. It doesn't count the guys who get starfish, unenthusiastic intimacy from their wife, or she is just cheating on him behind his back. All these things are very real realities to a lot of people. And the reaction that I get from men, both in my personal life and often people that I hear on the internet or read on the internet, is, oh, but you're a coward if you don't go and do it. Yeah, you could ruin your life. Yeah, you know, it could not be your fault. Yeah, you know, it could happen, but you should just do it anyways. Surrogacy? Oh, no. We don't like that. That's demonic. And I say, oh, well, I wrote a book about it. Does that matter? Oh, no. And I say, huh, okay. You want to bring up the old days, huh? You want to bring up Paul, you want to bring up Moses, you want to bring up these people and say that, oh, things haven't changed and the Bible shouldn't change. And I say, you know what? You're right. In fact, you're so right that I'm going to pull this up and I'll let you guys think what you want to think. Back in Mosaic Law, let's read this. You want to pretend like people got married like at 25 to 30 like they do today? No. According to Jewish law, which is what the Mosaic Law, the Old Testament is, the minimum age for men to be married was 13 years old, aka after their bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah if you were a girl. And look, it says in the medieval times, the Talmud, that's the 12 books of Moses, recommended that the man be married between the ages of 16 to 24 or at age 18. So in other words, when you hear these pastors talk about no sex before marriage and being sexually pure, they were saying this to the guys who were in their early teens so that they could then wait till age 18 to be married. Men don't have that anymore. But yet we still gotta be the nice guy. We should just get married to a woman even though she can divorce us in 10 years, 20 years, take our stuff and our kids and bounce on us. Oh, and blame us on the way out too, by the way. Nobody's there to help us. There's no mention of this in divorce court. Nothing, but I'm supposed to just do this anyway. Oh, we're not gonna bring up the fact that the mortality, men used to die at age, you know, like 40 on average and whatnot, but we're gonna throw all that out because it's not convenient to the message. Because if you didn't know, most churches only survive through the donations of all the couples in their church, and statistically speaking, married men make more than single men because they have to work more hours so their wife can spend more of the money. Yeah, you heard me. Don't pretend like it's not true. How many Amazon boxes does a single guy have versus how many does a married guy have? I mean, I rest my case, though I'm not alone. But my friends, let's look at this again. Look. Look. Look at when these people got married. They got married between the ages of 16 and 24 in Talmudic tradition. But we want to pretend like, oh, guys who get married at 25 or 30. No. You should just be totally abstinent. You realize that the older someone gets, the harder that is. And also, it was to keep the women from being promiscuous as well. Because for anybody who didn't know, sex for women is like one of the easiest things they can do. Besides eating or sleeping, by the way, in case you didn't know. Oh, and are we also going to forget the fact that the church no longer has jurisdiction of marriage? Back in the day, it was the church that really had the ordainment of marriage, and the state didn't have the licenses, the certificates of marriage that they have today, so that they can tax you more, and so that they can then stick you for your paper if your wife leaves you, even though it's not your fault, but they'll blame you, but it's not actually your fault. She just wants to go back to the streets and clap her work husband, or get back with Pookie, or you're boring, or uninteresting, or the spark is gone. You know, whatever BS language they want to use, they make it your fault. They take the kids because apparently you are an abuser, even though there's no proof, even though there's no Neva. So what? You were born with a smandrick, so you must be the bad guy. Yeah, that's the world you live in. Oh, and by the way, you voted for this. All these liberal commie types who... I did a whole show on this earlier this week of Karl Marx was the one who said that the women were being oppressed by men in the bourgeois marriage, and it was his responsibility as acolytes to free women so they can go and be prostitutes. Oh, yeah! Oh, you didn't know that, did you? Yeah. Guess what? We're seeing it in the modern culture. We're seeing it happen before our eyes. And people still want to tell you, oh, just get married and fight the power. No, they want you to be married. What do you as a man get anymore being married? Back in the day, you gained a spot in the community. Back in the day, you gained your identity through being a married man. Today, no, you don't even need to do that. Now it's a liability. It used to be your leverage in the community. You used to say, look at me, I'm married, I'm a good family man, and I have kids. That used to be a mark of, wow, that's a great man right there. That guy is an example. Now, today, you're often a goofy who your kids make fun of you, your wife is unattracted to you, and then they blame you on the way out, your wife disrespects you, your kids disrespect you because they learn from the wife, and then before you know it, you're being blamed for everything, even though you've worked your hands to the bone to provide for this family, and or you end up in a sexless marriage because your wife's not into it anymore, she's getting clapped by the personal trainer, or by her Pilates instructor, or by her yoga instructor, or she becomes a feminist, or any of these things happen to you. And guess what? Now it's your problem. Not your fault, but now it's your problem. My friends, I'm not saying this because I hate marriage. I'm saying this because I wish I could tell you that marriage is great, but it is not. It's not! Statistically speaking, it's bound to fail, and you're apparently a bad man if you don't go through with it. Well, I don't agree with that. In fact, I rebuke that. How's that? And that's why I think it's despicable that the churches are pushing men forward to getting married, not warning them of the divorce laws, not warning them of the gynocentric society, not warning them that the family law is not going to help them, and that the lawyers are going to salivate for the case because then they can string them for their paper. Oh, yeah. But no one talks about this. I have yet to see a single pastor get up and say, "Hi, everybody. Today we're going to have a workshop. We're going to bring in a lawyer, and he's going to tell you all about the family court system. And he's going to tell you how women stick you up for your paper in divorce court and how you lose hundreds of thousands of dollars, even millions, depending on your net worth. And you might lose your kids because all they got to do is file a temporary restraining order because they need no evidence. And then they can say that you're an abuser. She gets full custody, gets more child support, and you're stuck with nothing. And you get stuck paying the bill. You might go homeless. So what? So we're going to warn you about all that today." No, they don't do that.
What?
Nope, they don't warn you about any of that anymore. Nope, because guess what? That would require them to say, "Wait a minute, maybe you shouldn't get married." And then guess what? They might not make enough money. It all comes back to the money again. My friends, I'm not here to tell you that all churches are evil. But what I'm here to tell you is people are insidious with pushing this on you. They're either useful idiots or they're being insidious. Either way, it's not good. And so it's time that the church stops pushing you to get married because, oh, it's just the right thing to do. Oh, really? Right for who? For you? For the woman? What about the man? Is it right for him? See, people have the mistaken notion that how it starts is how it's always going to be. She's always going to be always in love with you, always flooding you with intimacy, always telling you how much she loves you. No. Nope. Especially white women. White women are the worst at this, by the way. They're the ones who clamp their legs closed the most frequently and the fastest. And my friends, we need to raise more awareness of this because this is disgusting. And I am sick. I'm tired of people not raising awareness for this. And for you men who want to sit there and call me names, say that I'm not good, say that I shouldn't ask this question, you should take a long walk off a short pier. I don't give a dang what you care about. You are the problem. I expect the women not to tell me the truth of these things, that they gain from that. You don't even gain from this. You're just a useful moron who's being utilized as a pocketbook with short hair, and you don't even realize it. In fact, not only do you not realize it, you're thanking them for using you. My friends, we need to raise more awareness of this. If you've experienced this in your own life, I'd love to hear your story. You might save another man's life. My friends, I encourage you to do your own research. I encourage you to think for yourself because this is a very controversial topic. Because I don't say this out of hatred. I say this because I love my fellow man and I want people to know the truth because the truth will set you free. Not the illusion that you're being sold. That will send you straight to jail. My friends, you take care of yourselves. I'll see you next time. Please feel free to share your thoughts, whether it's on my X page at Sheep Get Sheared or in the comment section. I welcome it. Until next time, I'm out of here. Peace.